Hey, I'm Lydia Isnanto, and this is Dreampreneurs Chat. It's a show where I chat with dream chasers all around the world who make their passion their paycheck, loving the risk they took and the job they do. Misty Williams spent years struggling to reclaim her health and vitality after being confronted with health issues. She founded HealingRosie.com to provide women with the resources and community to successfully confront the unexpected chronic health issues. Because your body is designed to heal, and together, yes, we can.
And really taking on the business of self-care, because that's really at the end of the day, what we're having to do as women is we're having to prioritize taking care of ourselves.
Misty believes that women deserve to get older with vibrant health, energy, vitality, a strong and healthy body. For a self-made woman like
me. All right, hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in and welcome back to Dreampreneurs Chat Show. Today we have podcast guest with me, Misty Williams.
Yes.
And she's the founder of HealingRosie.com. She is also a digital marketing specialist. Well, first of all, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that. I think for our audience out there who doesn't know what is actually Healing Rosie and want to know more about you, maybe you can introduce a little bit more about you.
Yeah, well, my name is Misty, as you said, and I started Healing Rosie pretty recently. At the time of this recording, I think Healing Rosie's been around for about 3 months or so. And Healing Rosie really came out of my own health journey. In 2011, I went in for a routine physical and they found a cyst on my left ovary, about the size of a cantaloupe. It was pretty large. Did surgery, removed my left ovary, removed the cyst. And it was supposed to be a 20-minute outpatient surgery, ended up being about 2.5 hours because I was covered in endometrial tissue on the inside. Right. So after the surgery was over, they sent me home with a little sheet that said, here's everything that you could expect now that you've done this surgery. And if any of these things happen, just follow the instructions. And here's the number if you need emergency care. So I went home and everything was fine for about 24 hours. And then I started vomiting. Mm-hmm. Spent the next 6 days vomiting. I couldn't keep down food or water. Couldn't get a hold of my doctor. And basically, very, very long story short, went in on Tuesday and sat down and said, I'm not leaving until I see the doctor. And the front desk called the doctor. They sent me to the emergency room and they had stitched up part of my small intestine. So I had to go in for surgery again. They admitted me to the hospital this time. And after all of this happened, I was sent home and everything crashed for me. I know now that I endured a ton of stress. I didn't sleep for 140 plus hours. I deal with what a lot of women in their 30s and 40s deal with. I had a very stressful life as an entrepreneur that I loved. I was running half marathons and had a career that I loved and was kind of go, 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 go all the time. And all of these stressors on a woman's body, our biology is very sensitive, way more sensitive than a man's. And these stressors were breaking my body down. And I had a pretty massive stress event between the surgery and then not sleeping for 6 days, the follow-up surgery and everything that it entailed. And I had trouble thinking. I couldn't process my thoughts. I was exhausted. My energy was totally crashed. So my doctors kept telling me that my labs were normal, that everything was fine. And I knew that things weren't fine. So I started looking on my own for answers. And that was in 2011. I went through 7 years of ups and downs, doctors telling me things were normal. I had a 45-pound weight gain in 3 months, which is like crazy. I was working out with the trainer, fully paleo at the time, and like, why am I gaining weight? And I'm not alone in dealing with a lot of those issues. A lot of my sisters, especially my achiever, entrepreneur, yeah, you know, take on the world sisters, are dealing with symptoms in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that our male counterparts aren't dealing with. And doctors are telling us either it's a normal part of aging, or they're implying that we're making it up in our head. They're telling us our labs are normal and that everything's fine, when we know intuitively inside that things are not fine. Things aren't okay in our bodies. And I'm fortunate because of what I do in my day job as the founder of Marketech Media. I work with businesses that are about at the $1 million mark and ready to scale, and they need chief marketing officer leadership to help them do that. Those are my clients. And I've worked with a lot of clients in the ancestral health / paleo space. And I was able to learn and get access to resources that really helped me reclaim my health. And so Healing Rosie is metaphorically, Rosie is Rosie the Riveter. You know, she's the woman that called up all of the women into the factories during World War II to help with our war effort here in America. And she's become the symbol of feminism all across the country, and everyone knows who Rosie is. And that woman is me. That woman is my sisters. Mm-hmm. My aunt tells a story during World War II of getting the call to go work in the factories, and she went into the factories to work. And her husband was a fighter pilot in Germany at the time. Mm-hmm. And he sent her a letter from Germany saying, you need to stop working. You're bringing shame on the family, you know. But what he's not realizing is that my family lineage is very unconventional. In the early 30s, I think around 1934, my great-grandfather, who was an entrepreneur, he owned a furrier in downtown Columbus, Ohio. My great-grandfather died of double pneumonia. He had six children. He left my great-grandmother, Tina May, as a single mom. And back in those days, there was no such thing as a single mom. Yeah. You know, back in the 30s, if a woman wasn't working and able to provide, or women didn't work, therefore they were unable to provide, they orphaned all the kids. So after her husband died, Tina had members of the community coming up to her saying, I'll take Martha, I'll take Nancy, I'll take Carl, you know? Yeah. And she was like, this can't be, I just lost my husband. I'm not going to lose my family too. So she went to the man who had been helping run the family business and asked him to stay on. And in 1934, headed headlong into the Great Depression, unbeknownst to her at the time, she took over the family business in a very male-dominated space, which they were all male-dominated, but furriers were especially male-dominated. She raised six kids as a single mom during a time when there was no such thing as the single mother period, let alone of six children, you know? Yeah. So my aunt went to work in the factories because her mother was an entrepreneur and worked and provided for the entire family, you know? So I have this beautiful family story of women who have been empowered before women's empowerment was really a thing, you know, but even still, coming from that history, I'm really proud of that. And that is part of what is also breaking me down as a woman. So I feel for my sisters who are in the same predicament. You know, we live in a time when as women, we're able to like conquer the world, you know, whatever. If we can dream it, we can be it and do it. And we want to be it and do it. Except what we're also not taught as women is how to take care of ourselves. And men are actually a lot better at this than women are. So women are the caretakers of the world. They're entering these roles as provider. They don't know how to take care of themselves. Many women struggle with prioritizing their own self-care, and our bodies just are crumbling. Right. So yeah, that's really what Healing Rosie is all about. It's like, let's create a community for these women to come together and get supported, get access to a lot of doctors and practitioners who really know how to help women heal, and then let's support each other. So it's been an amazing journey so far, and I love it. And I have big dreams for what we can do in this space collectively as women. And this month we're launching Rosie Radio, which is our podcast. And super excited about that. I'm super excited about having this conversation from a different point of view, because even the health conversation, very male dominated. You know, we, a lot of the things that we talk about in the ancestral health space, we talk about it from the perspective of what's really working well for men. In all of our health studies are done primarily with men as the participants, because you can get more consistent data with a control group of men. When you try to use women in the same way, the data is all over the place because our biology is so much more sensitive. So doing studies with women is much more challenging. And so what happens a lot of times is they're just not done and we're just left to struggle, you know? So I love this space, and it's changed my life. I've been able to reclaim so much of my life because of what I've learned, and I want that for my sisters too. So
I mean, it's interesting because like back to your first journey when you met the doctor, is that a male doctor or is a woman doctor?
No, early in my journey, my doctor, the GYN that did surgery, was a woman, and the doctor that was my primary care nurse practitioner was a woman. And then the first endocrinologists that I spoke with were all women. None of them helped me. The GYN, after the surgery and everything was over, the dust was settling. And I had gone through my 6 days without sleep. My whole body was just crashed, you know. I remember sitting in her office. She told me that I had endometriosis. They spent 2 hours removing endometrial tissue from my entire abdomen, which is very common with endometriosis. And I asked her, I was like, okay, well, you've diagnosed me with this disease. The achiever in me is like, I mean, I already eat healthy in my mind. I ate healthy and I was running half marathons and doing all these things. It's like, just tell me what else to do and I'll do it. And her response was, we don't really know what caused endometriosis. You can Google it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I can put you on birth control. That's crazy, and it's totally crazy. And she wasn't alone. Conventional wisdom around conventional medicine, that's what everybody is taught to believe, that we don't know the cause of these diseases and you manage diseases with drugs and surgery. Those are the tools that we have in our Western toolkit, conventionally speaking, to deal with disease. And I mean, I walked out of her office after she told me that I could Google it and she didn't know what caused it, horrified. Like, my mind was racing in the moment of speaking to her, because I was like, wait a minute, you spent 12 plus years in med school. Your specialism is women's health.
That's what I'm thinking as well.
Like, how do you not know anything about what causes endometriosis? You don't have not anything? Like, it was astonishing. I was stunned.
Yeah, and how she can diagnose.
Yes, she said I can put you on birth control and we can do surgery again. So those were her tools. Mm. Birth control, surgery. Those are the two things that she could do. And I felt like I'd been hacked. Walking out of her office, I was like, I walked in, I had a cyst. It's like, oh, surgery, money. We'll do the surgery. And, you know, that's it. I was an opportunity for revenue. I wasn't a human being, because there was no real knowledge of what was happening in my body or how I could heal. Yeah. And I went back to my primary care doctor and I just was pleading with her, because I had all these symptoms I had never had before, you know. Let's run labs. Let's do something to figure out what's going on in my body. And she fought me and fought me and fought me. And finally she said, Misty, even if we did run labs, I wouldn't know what they meant. And I was just like, where am I? Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
You know? And she finally referred me over to an endocrinologist in her practice. And the endocrinologist, it was the same song and dance. She was trying to pacify me, but she was basically saying, well, we've run labs and all your labs look normal. I'll run labs again. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll look a little deeper. And she's like, everything looks fine. And then she came over and started touching on my throat. And she was like, you know, I think you've got nodules on your thyroid. Mm-hmm. Let's take you back from it for an ultrasound. And she did. And I did. They were huge nodules. So big, in fact, that she said, let me refer you to a surgeon. And I asked her the same kind of question. Okay, so thyroid nodules, what causes those? We don't know what causes thyroid nodules. It was just like one thing after another, where I just was like inside, I have alarm bells going off like Big Ben, you know, I am not safe. Get me out of here. These people don't really care, you know? So she referred me to a surgeon. Of course, I'm like, no one's touching me with a knife ever. Mm-hmm. And I just went on my own after that looking. And I eventually found the first doctor that I found was a neurosurgeon in Nashville, a man. Yeah. And he taught me a lot about ancestral health and how the body works. I learned how hormones are made in the body, how our thyroid is connected to all of our hormone production, how stress breaks us down. I learned a lot of the fundamentals from that first doctor. And in fact, we got to be so close that I helped him launch his entire community. He was the opening keynote for the first Paleo FX. And I helped manage his community and launch everything for him, which was fabulous for me because I got to learn.
Yeah.
But even he didn't understand how to take all this knowledge and apply it successfully to actually hack for women. You know, like he didn't know how to drill into it and figure out how to get things turned around for women. So I did learn a lot from him and it gave me a good foundation. Mm-hmm. But it was years of just struggle. I went to doctor after doctor after doctor.
Finally,
I was able to get a doctor who would run the labs, but he wouldn't treat, even though he was a functional medicine integrated health doctor, he wouldn't treat anything. So it wasn't until I moved to Austin that I really started getting some awesome help. And I think whenever those dominoes, so many things had been lined up, and whenever that one fell and suddenly I'm like, getting all these breakthroughs in my health, I'm like, this is what I want for my sisters. That's what I was feeling. That's what I've been feeling the last few years of like, I know what it's like to struggle in this journey and go to doctors and bang your head against a wall and not have anyone have answers. And I'm fortunate because of my professional career, because of what I've chosen to do, I was able to align myself in the right ways with this community and learn a ton. But many women don't have that opportunity. You've got moms that have kids at home and they're just busy with their families, and you know, they're trying to learn things here and there piecemeal to figure it out, but it's really frustrating. Once I moved to Austin to be closer to my family. I grew up in Oklahoma City, and obviously I had to find new doctors and stuff while I was here. Yeah. And the doctor that I worked with in Nashville was the opening keynote for the very first Paleo FX. Mm-hmm. So through a lot of serendipity, I met the founders of Paleo FX, and started working with PaleoFX about 3 years ago.
Which is what you really need, which is exactly the answer of everything that you've been...
It like kind of brought everything together in an interesting way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been helping them with their marketing for the last 3 years, running their team and really helping them scale their team. That's a lot of what I do in my day job is support companies in scaling. Digital marketing, as you probably know, is a very convoluted space because it's we're figuring it all out in real time. You know, I studied, I have a communications and marketing degree, graduated in 98. And pretty much everything that happens in the marketing space now is different from what I learned in college, you know? So it's, it's one of those spaces where things are just changing all the time and new channels are coming in and we're figuring it out in real time and all of that. So I love it. It's a very challenging space. And I've been doing it so long. I feel like I kind of rode the wave of like the whole online thing coming on and building websites and then how we're going to get those websites to generate revenue for us. And then, you know, how do you get things picked up by Google? And, you know, there's just kind of like this whole space is expanded. I remember in like 2005, 6, 7, 8, we had MySpace and Facebook and it was like the wild, wild west, you know?
MySpace, yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, I help businesses to create really strong integrated digital marketing strategies and then bring in the team that's going to help execute. And, you know, a lot of it's like your network and who you know and being able to hire well and lead all of that. So, you know, I'm doing that not only for PaleoFX, but, you know, in PaleoFX has 100 plus speakers at its event each year. So there's a ton of great speakers and experts in our community. And I've gotten to know them over the years, too, and been able to have really phenomenal conversations around women's health. And there's a lot of times that someone is speaking in our space that what they speak about on stage isn't necessarily the conversation that I would have behind the scenes as a woman with them. And I wanted to be able to have those conversations in a more public way. You know, just earlier today, I was speaking with Dr. David Jockers, who has an online summit starting next week on intermittent fasting.
Wow.
So, you know, all of the questions come from my community and it's all from a woman's point of view. Like, you know, all the questions are relating this back to a woman's experience. We were asking about, you know, if you're trying to get pregnant, if you've had a baby and you're breastfeeding and, you know, my hormones crashed and I had these thyroid issues and it didn't work for me like they said it was going to work. You know, I wasn't textbook and, you know, there's women experience the entire healing journey very differently than men do. So
when you mentioned that, because like this actually affecting those high performing women as they age, like how do you know that this is affecting those high performing women more than other women, or like, you know, affecting like those entrepreneurs, basically like women?
Yeah. Well, there's one reason that our bodies break down as we get older. And this doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, by the way.
Stay right there and we will be right back.
The one reason is stress. So if we were just to distill all this down and make it really simple, because that's really what we need to do if we're going to like, as you know, the everyday Jane and Rosie, I call the women in my community my Rosies, it's stress that's breaking us down. And there's two ways that stress shows up, as internal stressors and external stressors. Now, where men and women are different is that men have a lot of testosterone and their bodies aren't as sensitive. So therefore, the stressor that we might sense in our environment and that our body would sense in our environment, or the stressor that's coming into our bodies through what we eat or what our skin is absorbing, what we're breathing, you know, a man's body may not even pick up on that stressor being there. It's not affecting anything inside the body at the cellular level, because the body, it may as well not even be happening, because men are not the perpetuator of the species. Women are. So our bodies are so much more sensitive. So if you, it's kind of like animals and their sense of smell, you know, a dog can smell what 250 times more, you know, than a human can. Yeah. And it's just there's the sensitivity of all those olfactory senses in an animal. So women are similar in that way, that our bodies are just really, really sensitive. So we have internal stressors. Internal stressors would be viruses. It could be the food that we're eating that is creating a lot of stress for us. Viruses and bacteria can create a lot of stress for us. Not getting enough water can create a lot of stress for us.
Okay.
All sorts of things on the inside. We could have gut issues. We could have an an imbalance in our gut flora, for example. Mm-hmm. So we're not breaking our food down properly, and that's creating stress. I mean, there's all these things that are inside of our bodies that can be stressors. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's external stressors. And the external stressors actually have as much or more of an impact on us as women than the internal stressors do. So external stressors would be things like the chemicals that are in our cleaning products that we're spraying all over our homes. It would be the synthetic fibers in the rugs. Like right now, the carpet in my office is synthetic, you know. So we are, all that synthetic fiber releases fumes and gases into the air, and we absorb it into our skin and we breathe it in. You know, there's a lot of things externally in our environment that creates stress for us. We put the Glade plugins in our outlets, you know, and we have all these chemicals that are going into the air all of the time, and that's creating a lot of stress for us. We have electromagnetic fields all around us. Mm-hmm. We've got Wi-Fi in our homes. Yeah. Like even in my setup on my computer, I have Wi-Fi during the day here at my home, but I have no Bluetooth because you're sitting in a sea of electromagnetic fields, and those are creating stress for us. There's stress created when there's what they call a circadian imbalance. Mm-hmm. Our bodies at the cellular level are wired to respond to light cycles. So during the day, our sympathetic nervous system is stimulated because it's light outside, right? At night, our parasympathetic nervous system is stimulated. Our parasympathetic is what's responsible for rest, repair, restore, rejuvenate, you know, all of those things that happen for our body to recover at night. Well, when we're exposed to blue light after dark, none of the organs in our body get the message that it's nighttime. Everything needs to go into restore mode, you know? So we stay in this hyper stimulated state way into the evening, and that really affects us at a hormonal level. So all these things just, they're disruptors essentially, and our bodies get really disrupted. So stress is what's breaking us down. There's two kinds of stress, internal and external stress. Yeah. When these stressors hit our body, they cause different genes to express. So there's a whole other side of the health conversation related to your genetics, right? Yeah. So how we have 23andMe and Ancestry.com and all these companies right now that are like, you know, find out your ancestry. And we can tell if we take 23andMe data and run it through a couple of different platforms, we can see what all of our genetic SNPs actually are. And just because you have a gene doesn't mean it's expressing. It just means it's there, right? But what turns that gene on? So we hear a lot about the BRCA gene, you know, for breast cancer. Angelina Jolie really has brought in a lot of attention in our culture to that BRCA gene because she has it, right? Mm-hmm. So just because you have the gene doesn't mean it's turned on. So it doesn't mean that you'll get breast cancer just because you have the gene. However, what turns the gene on? All the environmental stuff. Mm-hmm. So when it's stressors of some kind. So when you have all these stressors happening externally and internally, then it causes these genes to express that ultimately create more dysfunction inside of our bodies and, you know, predispose us to whatever our illnesses are, whether that's diabetes or autoimmune disease or cancer or whatever it is. So it's all this little cascade, you know, coming down, but it all starts with stressors. And so for women who not only do we have these environmental stressors and inner stressors that are innate to us, but we also are taking on a lot of stress in our jobs. We're being super women with our families. You know, it's like we're just in a stress cesspool, really. Mm-hmm. And all of that stress is just more than our bodies can handle. And so there's all these little breakers in the system. And when you really study the science, you start to see that these bad things that are happening are actually ways that your body's trying to keep you alive, you know? But it feels really miserable, you know?
Yeah.
So we're just under an incredible amount of stress, and we get better by removing the stressors.
I believe that for, because my channel is for all the, mainly for women entrepreneurs, like dreampreneurs out there who juggling with a lot of things, multitasking with a lot of things. So what kind of, you know, advice for them to find self-care that they can, starting from now, they can be more aware of that self-care so that they can avoid anything more complication in the future, and they can age. We women, like, we love age graciously and beautifully and wonderfully, you know, and healthy. So any advice?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that you can do. One of the things we talk about in the Healing Rosie community is definitely how important self-care is for all of us as women. We do a terrible job of taking care of ourselves. And there's a few things that are just fundamental to good health. One of them is, when we were talking about the circadian stuff, right? It is really important that we're minding our circadian rhythms and really tending to supporting that parasympathetic nervous system activity, because whatever you're going through during the day, at night, when your parasympathetic nervous system is stimulated, is when all the repair and all the fixing happens. So it's super important that you have really good sleep. Women need to be getting 8 to 9 hours of good sleep, with good deep sleep, every single day. So many women are experiencing sleep disruption and having trouble sleeping at night. And there's definitely things that you can do. It's like, do you want to do an 8-part series here? Because there's so much. But if you come to the Facebook, just look for Healing Rosie and you can join the community and really learn a lot more of this stuff. But it's super important that you're sleeping at night. It's really important that you're being mindful of blue light after dark. So one of the things that I do, and I've been doing very religiously since 2012, is as soon as the sun goes down, I put on amber glasses. Now, back in the day, the amber glasses that I put on looked like safety goggles. I had a friend call them birth control because they were so terrible looking. But now you can get amber glasses. Sometimes they're called blue blockers. You can get them on Amazon for $10-$12. They're not expensive at all, but what they do is they filter out the blue light. So there are nerves inside of your eye that are communicating to your brain and telling your brain that it's daylight. So if those nerves pick up on that blue light and tell your brain, hey, blue light sensed, your brain stays in that sympathetic state. So just something as simple as putting on those amber glasses really helps your brain downshift from that sympathetic nervous system activity down into your parasympathetic nervous system, which is super, super important. You know, I have in various bulbs, light in various lamps in my house, I have amber bulbs so that we've got healthier light. Actually in the house, my bedroom has amber bulbs in it too, so that we can still have light after dark, but it doesn't need to be blue light, which is so damaging, you know. Hydration is super important. A lot of women are experiencing severe fatigue. Tons of my girlfriends are dealing with fatigue as they get older. And one of the number one things that you can do to support yourself and support your adrenals is wake up in the morning and you have 8 to 16 ounces of water with maybe a pinch of sea salt in it. That really helps to support your adrenals. Getting to bed by 11 o'clock at the latest is hugely important. Your body actually makes hormones between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. So if you're like me, don't do what I did. From 18 until 35 years old, I didn't go to bed before 2 a.m. Like ever. I was 9 p.m. hit and I got a second wind and I was up for 5 hours, you know? That was just my life and I loved it. And I felt like I did some of my most productive work, you know, during that window of time. But I was actually just crushing myself. I was burning out my adrenals big time by living my life that way. And I was also taking a situation where I've already predisposed to endometriosis. That time when my body can make my hormones, I was awake. So there was no making of the hormones. And so I year upon year upon year of that just really crushed me, shut me down. So hydration is really important. Minding your circadian biology is really important. Getting good sleep is super important. And when you start noticing those, the flabby, foggy, and fatigue, those are the main symptoms, right? I'm feeling it's harder for me to lose weight. Feeling really exhausted all of the time. My brain isn't working like it used to. These are all symptoms that are tied to our hormones, but our hormones are not the root cause. All the other things are the root cause that eventually trickle down and are expressed through all of our hormones. So when flabby, foggy, and fatigue hit, you know, our hormone production is tanked and we have all these other issues. We have to look at things like, what does our gut health look like? And that's really where all disease starts. And that's a really sciencey conversation that's probably beyond the scope of what we can really get into here. But when you're getting to the point where you can't lose weight like you used to, your brain's not working like it used to, you're feeling exhausted all the time, the place to start is with gut health. There's a doctor in our community that I love who's written a book called Healthy Gut, Healthy You. Dr. Mark Ruscio. It's probably one of the best books on gut health that we've got. And it's excellent because as a layman, I can get this book and read and learn and kind of put myself in the driver's seat of my own self-care. But what's important to know about this is a book that practitioners buy to help them understand how best to treat their patients. So, you know, it's really fortunate that we've got a resource like that in our space where we can, you know, learn as well. But gut healing is at the foundation of everything. There's something called the brain-gut axis, where when you start experiencing dysfunction in your gut, it actually connects directly to your brain. It's tied to like all the chemical production and stuff, and the drain is controlled all by what happens. It's amazing when you really get into it, but that's where we always encourage women to start with healing is heal your gut and then run your labs. Mm-hmm. I have a lab tracker that I have is for anyone in our community that is interested in really figuring out what's going on, that they can download for free from the website. But you can look at, get your labs run and see for yourself what's happening in your body, which is really empowering.
I think what you have done is really, really important. It's really great. I mean, like, as women community, I mean, we are so grateful to have somebody like you to, you know, like, you make this Facebook group, you know, for us to have like a safety space for all the women out there who want to know more about this. Like, can you tell us a little bit more about your website, your social media, or your Facebook group? Like, how can they join and be part of it and have a safe space for them to share?
Yeah, well, my Facebook group is Healing Rosie. Mm-hmm. The website's healingrosie.com, where this month we're launching our YouTube channel, which is Healing Rosie on YouTube. There's a pattern here, Healing Rosie everywhere. So it's pretty easy to find. We've over the last few months, we've been doing tons of Facebook Lives with experts in our space to really teach us and help us learn. And so we're taking all of the videos from our Facebook group and we're going to populate it into our YouTube channel, and it's going to become the foundation for the podcast. So I want to take all this information and make it as available to women as I can. You know, it's really nice to be in the Facebook group. There's a ton of conversations that happen. It is a really safe place. It's a closed group, meaning you can't get access to those conversations unless you're a member of the group. But there's lots of people that aren't on Facebook, you know, and there's lots of women who are just like me, who are struggling with doctors telling them that everything's fine and normal. And they're like, I'm not fine and normal. This is not my normal. I refuse to accept that this is my normal, you know? And so they're searching other places. And so I want to make sure that they can find the information wherever they're searching, whether it's, you know, use on Google, you know, I want to be able to find our videos. I want to be able to find the blog. Yes. So we're going to take this content and make it available in more spaces and hopefully really help the women who care about reclaiming their health, find the answers that they're looking for so that they can be, I mean, the world is a better place when our women are healthy and strong.
Exactly. I like that.
Yes.
I really like that. And your podcast is, again, what is the name?
Rosie Radio.
Okay, Rosie Radio. Okay, so which is already live, or are you going to
live? It'll be live in the next 2 weeks.
In the next
two
weeks.
So by the time that people see this, it'll probably be live.
All right. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So exciting. Thank you so much. Honestly, thank you so much, Rosie.
Sorry. I know. Everyone does that, actually.
No, I start imagining
I'll get,
you, like,
emails instead of Misty. They'll call me Rosie. And
Well, thank you so much, Misty, first of all, for, you know, your heart. Previously, you're an entrepreneur for 15 years, and then you create this and founding this another, which is like create more business for you, but it helps a lot of women, especially I mean, even me today, I'm really inspired by what you share. I mean, this is really important. I mean, I must say, because like, I'm not young anymore, you know, like I can feel what you say just now. Like it is true. Like as we get older, like, you know, we get more fatigued with which we doesn't understand what's going on, you know? So I'm glad there's a Facebook group that we can share to each other and also find you more.
Well, let me close with one thing here, because this is something that happened a lot for me as a woman. Mm-hmm. And I want to give every woman who might be watching this permission to question their doctor and to push back, because we're really conditioned in our society that when our doctors tell us that everything's fine and your labs are normal, or they kind of make us think that maybe we're a hypochondriac and are making it up in our head, we're conditioned to like believe them. We defer our power to them, you know? Yeah. And it's a very uncomfortable thing to say no to your doctor, to listen to your own intuition and to put it above what your doctor is saying, you know, because we're conditioned to defer to them. We're conditioned that they are the people that help us when we get sick, right? That's what we're taught. And it can be very uncomfortable. And I just want to say that it is completely okay for you to not believe your doctor. It's okay for you to ask your doctor to run labs. It's okay for you to say to your doctor, the way that you're treating me and the path that you've put me on doesn't work for me. Yeah. And I'm going to go find someone that can really help me. It is totally okay to do that. And I want every woman to feel the courage and the support to really own this journey for themselves, because your doctor isn't living your life, right? Exactly. When you walk out of your doctor's office after he's told you that everything is normal, when you're home with your families, with your kids, with your husband, when you're losing your temper, when you're so exhausted, you don't even know how dinner is going to get on the table, that doctor isn't at home with you, responsible for what happens in your family. Mm-hmm. You alone are responsible. And we all, as women, need to reclaim our power in this area and just make it a priority that we're going to figure out how to optimize our bodies and live amazing, healthy, vibrant lives. It's really a shame that we get to our 30s and 40s, which is a time in many ways as a woman when we are our most powerful.
Exactly.
But yet our bodies feel like we've been dragged behind a Mack truck, and society tells us that everything is fine. This is just a normal part of aging, or you're making it up in your head, or whatever the stories are. You know, you don't have to buy that. You don't have to believe it. Mm-hmm. And really taking on the business of self-care, because that's really at the end of the day, what we're having to do as women is we're having to prioritize taking care of ourselves in a way that maybe our mothers didn't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really important. And you can have the kind of vibrant life that you've envisioned if you will reclaim your power in this area, for sure.
This is a very, very good conclusions. And so for dreampreneurs out there, don't forget to take care of yourself. Like what Misty said, is really, really good and it's really important. And have a really good sleep. Turn off your phone, your emails, especially for all those entrepreneurs out there. I know how does it works in your brain. You know, you can just keep working at night.
Yeah.
Checking, you just like eager to checking your mails and everything. Just turn it off. Thank you so much again, Misty.
And
thank you so much for all dreampreneurs out there. Stay tuned for the next upcoming episode and take care.
This podcast is available on iTunes and other major podcast platforms. If you like the show, please subscribe and give your rating and review on iTunes. That means a lot to help the show keep going. You can also watch the video podcast series at youtube.com/Lydia Isnanto. See you on the next brand new chat. Until then, remember to share your story with someone, because you never know how one sentence of your life story could